This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Well, it's summertime here in Michigan, and our garden is in full bloom at the moment. My husband cares for the orchard and the vineyard, and I take charge of the vegetables and flowers. It's always a joyful day when the fruit of our labors is finally able to be enjoyed at our dinner table. And though we work hard cultivating the soil, planting, watering, fertilizing, weeding, and harvesting, there is no fruitful harvest without one important ingredient, and that is time. It takes lots of time for the inner workings of the plant to develop before the fruit is mature and ready to be picked. Sometimes I get impatient while I wait for the harvest. But the truth is, the creative process almost always involves waiting. God created the world in a process of 7 days or stages rather than all at once. The potter waits for the clay to dry so it can be fired and then glazed. The baker waits for the cake to bake. And the same principle of time and waiting applies to our faith as well. Think about how many people had to wait for God to do things in the Bible. Abraham was 75 years old when God first promised him he would one day be made into a great nation, but he had to wait another 25 years before the promise was fulfilled. Joseph had to wait about 13 years from the time he was sold into slavery until the day he was released from the prison to the palace. God waited until Moses was 80 years old to call him to lead his people to freedom. The Israelites had waited 400 years for this deliverance. Jesus waited until he was 30 years old to step into his public ministry. He also waited 4 days after his friend Lazarus had died before bringing him back to life. Even the Lord's death and resurrection was a process of 3 days of waiting. Though the disciples thought nothing was happening during that time, God was not waiting. He was working. The miracle happened in the waiting. Though we may not like it, the Lord knows what he's doing in us, and he knows how long it will take for us to be able to receive his answer. So when our hearts become overwhelmed with fear and despair, we can remind ourselves to wait for God and trust that he's working rather than trying to make things happen in our own strength. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Isaiah 64:4 says, "From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear. No eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him." Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Psalm 62:5, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him." This week I was facing some challenging circumstances that I could not see my way through. I needed some minor miracles. These were not life-threatening challenges, but they were situations that were stealing my joy. But as I prayed, the Lord reminded me that my job is not to give up hope or be afraid or rush to do something. My job is to wait and trust him to do whatever is needed in me and in my circumstances. The Lord's word gave me the confidence I needed to be able to wait and trust him. And in the end, the Lord did work out the challenges that I was facing. Though our challenges are not always that quickly solved, we have a strategy of victory in every situation, and that is to wait on God until he either moves the mountain in front of us or tells us how to climb it. How about you, my friend? Are you waiting for a miracle today? Could it be that the miracle you hope for is not found in the answered prayer, but rather in what God is doing in your time of waiting? Just like in the garden, God knows what needs to develop on the inside of us so we can grow to our fullest potential in Christ and reflect His beauty. Let's ask the Lord for His peace and confidence as we wait for Him to bring fruit out of our challenges this week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we can trust your love for us. Thank you that you know the beginning from the end, and your word tells us that you, who began a good work in us, will bring it to completion. Help us trust you in every challenge we face today. Help us rest in you and wait as you bring your kingdom in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope this message of waiting has blessed you today, my friend. Trust God to lead you, guide you, protect you, and fight for you as you wait on Him. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.